From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Claire Banderas. Republican gubernatorial candidate Eric Greitens says he wants Missouri to change the way it selects judges. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Greitens supports a Tennessee procedure that gives the governor and legislature more influence in picking judges. He believes the current system gives trial lawyers too much influence on judicial appointments. Currently, attorneys appointed by the Missouri Bar Association and residents appointed by the governor review judicial applications and submit three finalists to the governor, who picks the judge. At the end of the judge's term, voters choose whether to retain them. Tennessee's plan allows the governor to appoint judges without input from attorneys or residents. The legislature must approve each judge, and they face retention votes every 8 years. Democratic candidate Chris Koster favors the current system. Three Missouri rural electric projects are getting $108 million in federal loans to expand and modernize their infrastructure. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the investment today during a news conference in Savannah in northwest Missouri's Andrew County. That's where Vilsack says United Electric Cooperative will get a $28 million loan to build or enhance 164 miles of line and make other system improvements. The loan includes $3.5 million for next-generation power transmission efforts known as Smart Grid. The Berry Electric Cooperative, based in southwest Missouri's Cassville, is getting roughly $56 million in loans. The Northeast Missouri Electric Power Cooperative in Palmyra receives $24 million. Vilsack says the Missouri projects will build or improve more than 300 miles of power lines. Some $42 million goes to Smart Grid Technologies. Harvest is underway on farms across the Midwest and Great Plains, but with prices in the tank for the region's most important crops, many farmers are just hoping to break even this year. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon has more.
The last time things looked so bleak for corn and wheat growers and cattle ranchers was during the 1980s farm crisis. Low crop prices and high debt resulted in a prolonged economic slump in farm country. Val Docini is in charge of the U.S. Department of Agriculture office that oversees farm loans. He says low interest rates and government-subsidized crop insurance are key to blunting the impact.
The great difference between what happened in the 1980s and what's happened today is that the safety net is that much more robust.
Tough times on the farm can have ripple effects across rural America. When farmers struggle, so do the makers of tractors and other farm equipment, and so do the small towns that service the farm economy. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
Some big political names were in Columbia today to honor a veteran who served his community. KBIA's Carter Woodiel has more.
Eric Anthus received the Veterans Service Award from Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder on the University of Missouri campus this morning. The award recognizes veterans who served their community after returning home. Several political figures joined Kinder at the presentation, including Senator Roy Blunt and State Representative Caleb Rowden. Anthus himself has a history of political activism, teaming up with student veterans at MU to help get a law through the legislature providing benefits to student veterans.
And in a contentious political climate and budget constrained year, student veterans did what people would say is impossible. We united both parties to accomplish something great together.
Amphis is one of 34 winners of the award in 2016, one for each Missouri Senate district. Carter Woodiel, KBIA News.
Chris Koster was in Kansas City this morning for a discussion with women business leaders. Koster supports equal pay for women and says one thing he's proud of is the 50-50 gender balance in the Attorney General's office. But he says diversity at the state level could be improved by appointing more women to the Missouri boards and commissions.
The most glaring example of a lack of diversity is perhaps the State Board of Education. The State Board of Education, I think, is made up of 8 individuals. Every member of the State Board of Education is a male.
This would help solve the problem of expired terms and unfilled seats, a problem Koster says Missouri has struggled with under the current administration. I'm Claire Banderas, KBIA News, Columbia.